1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. In the Middle East, an Israeli airstrike is blamed for hitting a refugee camp in northern Gaza and killing at least 52 people. Israel is taking responsibility, but saying a top Hamas commander is among the dead. This comes as the White House looks to Congress to approve billions in aid for Israel and Ukraine and is threatening a veto of one plan.
In issuing this formal veto threat, the White House says the Israel-only measure contains a partisan poison pill, cuts to the IRS to offset the cost of the aid. Democrats say the bill would benefit those who would cheat on their taxes. There is bipartisan support in the Senate for a larger measure, funding not just Israel, but also Ukraine, Taiwan, and border security.
That's ABC's Stephen Portnoy. In New York, Donald Trump Jr. is expected to testify today in the trial over whether the Trump Organization inflated the values of its real estate. There's also an ongoing trial in Colorado with groups that are suing to keep former President Donald Trump off the ballot, saying the 14th Amendment disqualifies him. This is ABC News.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. University of Wisconsin officials say they want elected leaders to stop politicizing diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. University system leadership says DEI programming promotes more inclusive communities for all kinds of students. Governor Evers is suing Republican lawmakers after they stalled scheduled pay raises for state university workers. UW system president Jay Rothman says it's time to stop the rancor. Yesterday's snowfall set records in much of Wisconsin. A band of snow made its way from west to east across the state. Appleton saw 4.5 inches of snow. That breaks the old record of 2.7 inches in 2019. Milwaukee suburbs like West Alice report about 4 inches of snow. Wausau and Eau Claire also set snowfall records yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Northeast Wisconsin's first snow of the year made commuting a mess yesterday morning. Visibility was low and roads were slippery. Between reports from the Outagamie and Winnebago County Sheriff's Offices, there were almost 80 crashes, 52 in Outagamie, that deputies took calls for. The National Weather Service reports that the city of Appleton got its worst snow ever on Halloween yesterday, 4.5 inches. Oshkosh police want your help as they look for suspects who started a garage fire. The fire was started early Sunday morning in the 700 block of Mount Vernon Street. Authorities are asking people in the area with security cameras to check between the hours of 1 and 3 a.m. on October 29th for any suspicious individuals. Authorities say no one was hurt in the fire. Anyone with helpful information is being asked to contact the Oshkosh Police Department. Winter came and went, but it'll feel like fall again today with highs around 40. And that's what you need to know. I'm Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Craig Council is now a free agent. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After 9 years as the Brewers manager, Craig Council is now a free agent. His contract with the Crew expired yesterday. Reports say he has met with the Cleveland Guardians and now the New York Mets. Council earned $3.5 million in Milwaukee last season and is looking to significantly raise the bar on pay for Major League Baseball managers. The Rangers won 11-7 over the Diamondbacks last night in Game 4 of the World Series. Texas jumped out to a 10-0 lead, but the D-backs came back. The Texas Rangers now up 3-1 with Game 5 tonight at 7 o'clock in Phoenix. NFL, the Packers with a surprise move, trading defensive back Rasul Douglas to the Bills in exchange for a third-round pick in the draft. College football, the Badgers play against Indiana Saturday. Luke Fickle for an update on quarterback Tanner Mordecai's fractured hand.
I got no updates for you. You know, it comes down to a lot to what Tanner can do.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 38. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again. Tonight, lows around 27. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs around 43. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 25.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Okay. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, Wednesday, November 1st. Calvin on the board, Greg Bach with me in studio. Speaking of new mom, Kristen Bry is joining the show like she does every Wednesday at 10:33. We're going to play, today we're going to play the good, the bad, and the, you've got to be kidding me. Yes, whoa, Greg Bach. Try it again. Excellent, excellent. Yes, Kristen will be joining us at 10:33. Hopefully, we will get a look at little Frankie Lou, see how the baby is doing. I highly encourage you to watch our live stream on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter if you want to catch a glimpse of little Frankie Lou. So that's coming up at 10:30. Last week, she wasn't able to have the baby on because she was being a little fussy.
Kristen was?
No, the baby was.
Oh, gotcha. I'm sorry. So. Sorry about that.
All right. So speaking of being fussy, we're going to start off this morning. I saw this yesterday afternoon. A state representative from Wisconsin, Deb Andraka, posted this on her Twitter feed. There was a meeting yesterday of the Joint Finance Committee, of which she is a member.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about, she wanted to know why a tax credit to farmers wasn't indexed to inflation, but a tax credit for private school tuition was. So first of all, I like to think I'm moderately intelligent, but the list of things I do not know is long and growing longer. So I had to Google, what does it mean to index a tax credit to inflation?
And?
A tax credit indexed to inflation, Greg Bach, is a tax credit adjusted for inflation. So the value of the tax credit goes up or down based on the rate of inflation. So if the rate of inflation is 2%, then a tax credit that is indexed to inflation will increase by 2%, ensuring that the value of the tax credit is constant in real terms over time.
Which makes sense.
It does make sense. But again, this tax credit indexed to inflation was done for private school tuitions, but not for Wisconsin farmers. And so Representative Andraka brought this up in the meeting yesterday. And Calvin, I believe we have a clip. Let's go with that.
I have a question for some of my Republican colleagues. Again, I'm still trying to make sense of what we're doing here. Just a few minutes ago, we declined to index the farmland preservation tax credit to inflation. But in this in Senate Substitute Amendment 1, we are choosing to index private school tuition deduction to inflation. So can someone explain to me why farmers don't deserve to have their tax credit indexed, but parents who choose to send their kids to private school do?
Now, there's a long pause here.
35 seconds.
A 35-second pause. As the co-chairs of this committee, Representative Bourne, Senator Mark Lean, and the vice chairs, Representative Katsma, and vice chair, Senator Strobel, just kind of looked around.
Answer.
And nothing.
And nothing. They're just kind of, yep, I don't have to respond to you. I don't have to explain this.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. We're just gonna do this.
But here she comes back.
I guess there's really no explanation why we are choosing parents who send their kids to private school to have an index and farmers not to. We just literally made that choice to not index that tax credit for our farmers in our rural areas to inflation. So, thanks. I suppose I have my answer in my non-answer.
It's remarkable. You really need to see the clip.
Yeah. At one point, Senator Mark Lyne, is looking around the room as if to say, are you going to say something? I don't know. Are you going to say something? What, you guys want to get lunch later? I have no idea. It's fine. It's fine. It's like, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to watch because she's asking a simple question.
And a reasonable question.
Yeah. Why? Just
why?
What is the difference? What brought you the decision? Was it financial? Was it, you know, we're Wisconsin. We are a farm state. We are for farmers. We have a representative in Washington who believes he wants to work with the farmers. But this right here, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell farmers that, oh my gosh, see, like, you know, this is what's happening. They're going to say, yeah, it's been happening for decades. Any chance they can, you know, get one over on the farmers, they're going to take it.
Which is terrible.
Yes.
As you said, farming is the backbone of our economy in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And I guess it's just indicative to me of how little they really care about their constituents.
Yeah.
They just really don't care.
But they care about things like school choice.
Well, and I'm not, I don't necessarily think that that's a bad thing, that private school tuition should be indexed to inflation.
But that's coming from the school choice program where they're taking money from public schools and giving it to parents to spend on private schools. So it's a two-end, like, you know, they're going to get money from the state to send their kid to private school, and they get to use it on their taxes. It's not fair. And it sounds like such a second grader response, but you know what? A bunch of grown adults not being able to answer a question, pretty second grade too, in my opinion.
Well, it was like watching Ferris Bueller's Day Off when the teacher is standing up in the classroom going, anyone, anyone?
Bueller.
Hello, Bueller, anyone? But there is no embarrassment.
No.
They're not embarrassed by this.
They don't have to be embarrassed. They don't have to care.
But that's why you need to call your representative.
I've agreed.
Respectfully, don't swear at them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be argumentative. But give them a call. And if you're not sure who represents you, go to myvotewi.gov. And you can put your name and your address in there. And that will bring up every single elected official who represents you in your district. I highly, highly recommend you take advantage of that.
From your council member to your senator.
Right. It covers them all.
Yep.
And super easy. Again, myvotewi.gov. And ask them why.
Yeah.
Ask them why the private school tax credit is indexed to inflation, but not a tax credit adjusted for inflation for our farmers. I might be crazy, but it seems like one group might have a more powerful lobbying arm than the other.
You know what, Jane? I think you may be right.
You think I'm onto something there?
I mean, if not the the lobbying definitely, but also, you know, your parents knocking on your door telling you, like, we want this, we want this, and you don't want to disappoint the parents. So it'd be like, they show no interest in caring about the farmers. And school choices are one of their hot button issues.
Right.
So of course they're going to do whatever they can to make it seem feasible, sexy, and awesome. And farmers, they get the tax credit, but whatever.
Well, and here's something else that came up, and this is in the New York Times from this morning. If you wonder what our lawmakers are doing, two Republican state lawmakers from Wisconsin, Representative John Plumer and Senator Corey Tomchick, introduced a resolution October 18th, making a brandy old-fashioned the official Wisconsin state cocktail.
Which I already thought it was.
The Wisconsin official state drink is milk, but the brandy old-fashioned is now, at least, introducing this resolution to make it the Wisconsin state cocktail, Mr. Plumer said, quote, in an interview, if you go to any other state in the country and order brandy anything, they look at you funny.
It's actually true. I have a story about that.
But I just thought, how has this never been done before?
Yeah.
It is a tongue-in-cheek resolution. And I've had a couple of calls from people, don't you have more important work to do? But I don't think we do.
You heard that. Say it again.
Don't you have more important work to do? But I don't think we do. This is what makes Wisconsin unique.
I don't have a response to that statement. First of all, resolutions are not tongue-in-cheek. They hold certain sway because brandy old-fashioned, brandy, like all those things, like you're usually lobbied on behalf of people to make those things happen. But just to make it the official state drink and to say it's tongue-in-cheek, that is a dumb thing to say out loud. And then to say there's not more important things to do, and that's who we are, you just, one, you make it seem like there's nothing going on in the state, and two, like we're a bunch of podunk drunks. Ugh.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You can call, you can text. I just want to know if I'm the only one whose head is kind of exploding over this.
I mean, I didn't know until you showed me. I when I read the actual quote, that was. I will say he is correct though. The brandy thing is odd to other people. I was in Canada a couple months ago, and they had a bourbon old fashioned, and I said, "Oh, I'm surprised they don't have a brandy old fashioned." And my brother-in-law said, "What are you talking about?" And I explained it to him. He goes, "Nobody does that." I'm like, "We do." And Wisconsin's one of the top consumers of Korbel brandy right. because of that. And then he said to the bartender, he goes, have you ever heard of a brandy old fashioned? And he goes, no. And then my brother-in-law looks at me and he goes, see, I'm like, just because you don't know doesn't mean it's not a thing.
I agree with you. It is a very uniquely Wisconsin thing.
It's delicious.
But if we're going to talk about things we drink that could use some attention, maybe our water would be a good place to start to focus on.
Yeah.
That might be a little bit more valuable. They sound like they're a bunch of frat boys just hanging around at the Capitol going, I don't know, let's name a Wisconsin State cocktail. It'll be fun.
I like the hiccup. I like the hiccup you put in there. Yeah, I mean, there's tons of things that are more important. Child care.
PFAS.
PFAS. CAFOs.
Yes.
Fecal floods.
Yes.
Third day in a row.
Oh, nice.
There are a ton of things we could be doing right now. And if this person represents your district, remember that. They care more about making booze drink proclamations than they do about the area in which they represent.
Or helping our farmers.
Yeah.
I mean, myvotewi.gov.
Get those phone numbers.
I can't say it enough. Myvotewi.gov. Go to that website. See who your representatives are. And then give them a couple friendly phone calls. Again, the co-chairs of this committee that just indexed inflation for private school tuition, but not for farmers. Representative Bourne and Senator Markline are co-chairs. Representative Katzma and Senator Strabel, Dewey Strabel, are vice chairs. So I suggest that if they are your representatives, you should reach out and say hello.
And ask them questions.
844-967-2789. We're coming up against the break. We will be right back. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Small businesses represent the lifeblood of every community. In Wisconsin, small businesses represent 99.4% of all businesses. Their importance to our economy, especially our rural livelihood, cannot be overstated. Entrepreneurs must be innovative and have a growth mindset in order to keep pace. Business owners and employees of small businesses can attend a free presentation by small business expert Fred Hochberg. Hochberg is former head of the Small Business Administration, the Export-Import Bank of the United States, and the Lillian Vernon Corporation. His presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, takes place on Wednesday, November 8th at the UW Green Bay Marinette Campus. Hochberg will share ideas for how rural businesses can thrive in today's marketplace. Funding for the presentation comes from the Tommy G. Thompson Center for Public Leadership. For more information on Fred Hochberg's November 8th presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, and to register for this free event, visit thompsoncenter.wisc.edu. That's thompsoncenter.wisc.edu.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinier in for Kristen Bry. Calvin on the board. Greg Buck with me in studio, and you at 844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY. Just a few minutes from now, around 10:33, Kristen will be joining us from home. We're going to do a round of the good, the bad, and the you've got to be kidding me. It's a pretty incredible story. I shared it with Greg yesterday. It's pretty remarkable. Right now, though, we're talking about Representative Deb Andraca. If you're a farmer in Wisconsin, you should be highly annoyed.
Or just totally unsurprised.
Unsurprised. That yesterday, during a meeting of the Joint Finance Committee, Deb Andraca asked why a tax credit to farmers wasn't indexed to inflation, but a tax credit for private school tuition was. And her reply was dead silence.
35 seconds.
35 seconds of dead silence when she asked her Republican colleagues why they went with the private school tax credit, but not the tax credit for farmers. She got absolutely no response at all.
And honestly, like, if you're listening to this right now and you got opinions on this, call 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, because we can't be the only ones in this area, state, city. That's
outrage.
Outrage, surprise, shocked. And it just, and also embarrassed and disappointed. Those two things as well. I'm going to throw in embarrassed and disappointed because when those individuals go for their reelection, they're going to go to farms.
Yes.
They're going to go to the local diner. They're going to go to all those places where
I work for you.
And those farmers are going to put their hands in their pockets and go, nah, you don't. So, like, you know, I'd love to see more farmers run for office. I know they have their farms. I'm not saying do it. I understand why you can't. But more farmers running for office? Oh, that would be.
It would certainly bring a much needed perspective, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I'm wondering how many farmers we may or may not have serving right now. That's a question I can find out. But yeah, I don't know. It just, at this point, yeah, they have to be not shocked and not surprised.
I think it's just worth watching the video to reinforce the attitude of some of our lawmakers. And I don't have to I don't have to answer that question because I don't like it.
No.
I'm not gonna.
I'll outwait you.
Yeah. I'll just sit and twiddle my thumbs and we'll hang around. And it's so disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if that's how they view us as their constituency, it's not good.
No, it's not.
It's not good. And then, of course, on the plus side, well, at least we have a resolution to have a brandy-based old-fashioned as the official Wisconsin cocktail, because that is the important stuff we need to cover.
We did it, folks.
Well, it hasn't been approved yet.
Oh, sorry.
There's just a resolution for that, so let's not get too excited about it.
I don't want to jinx anything.
But that's what they're focusing on.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yay, well done. And that's Representative John Plumer and Senator Corey Tomchek, who introduced this resolution to make the brandy old-fashioned our official state cocktail. He did admit, Mr. Plumer said, I did have a couple of calls from people. Don't you have more important work to do? But I don't think we do.
Nope.
This is what makes Wisconsin unique. Yeah. 844-967-2789. We're going to move on from this after 10:33 when Kristen joins us for the good, the bad, and the you've got to be kidding me. Coming up at 11 o'clock, Monique Minkins is the executive director for the group called End Domestic Violence Wisconsin. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Yeah.
And we weren't able to get them on. Today's, what, the first day after the end of October?
Yeah.
But they came out with a report recently that has some really, really disturbing numbers about the number of domestic violence cases in Wisconsin and where they're happening. And it's not necessarily only in urban areas that you might think this occurs.
No, I mean, I have to imagine that happens everywhere.
And tragically, it does.
Yeah.
And then I sprung this on Greg, but at 11:33, we're going to reveal something really shocking.
Okay. All right.
I couldn't believe it when I found out that that Greg likes doing this.
Oh, right. Okay. The phrasing has now just made me sound creepy.
If the hobby fits, I don't know.
Oh, okay. You know what? We'll talk about this later. We will talk about this later in the show, and I can't wait for people to just be so unmoved by what this is. Oh. And also, I'm not a creeper, anybody.
He's not a creeper.
And the thing I do is helpful.
Yes, it is.
So there you go.
Yes, it absolutely is. So that's coming up.
So ha ha.
At 11:33, Greg's big secret. And then you can share your big secrets as well as far as things that you like to do.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I don't know. I find it a little odd.
Do you know what I didn't like doing this morning?
I have driving to work.
Removing my car from a shell of ice.
Oh, did you not park in the garage?
I have to. This is my job. And because it's my stuff. I have to take all the stuff out of the garage. I have to clean the garage or just straighten it up so there's enough room for both cars comfortably. Because right now,
is it stuffed?
It's not stuffed. Actually, we could probably put two cars in there, but it would be very tight to get them out. And I don't want to do that. And so this is my doing. I will handle it this weekend. But when I woke up this morning, I thought, oh, there's some snow in there. And I did that thing where you like run your hand to get the snow.
Yeah.
And it's just bumpy.
Yeah.
Hard ice. You're like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'm now starting my car.
So you can melt it off.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you can melt it off.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Fox Valley got almost 5 inches of snow, 4 inches in the suburbs around Milwaukee. It was practically raining snow yesterday afternoon, right around the time that the trick-or-treaters were supposed to be going out. It was crazy. So, that really heavy, wet, lots of moisture in there. Yeah. It was that kind of, and then it froze overnight solid. So, all right, you're going to be busy this weekend cleaning out that garage.
Oh, yeah.
Stay with us. We are coming up against the bottom of the hour news. When we come back, new mom Kristen Bry will be joining us. I hope you will stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. But tonight we sailed through every storm. And I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through. Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
the Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An inmate died at the Waupun State Prison Monday. It's the third prisoner death in Waupun in 4 months. The Dodge County Medical Examiner says autopsy results won't be ready for a couple of months. The Waupun prison has been in lockdown since March. The Journal Sentinel reports about 1,000 inmates have to stay in their cells around the clock. Families say they're concerned about health care at the prison. Wisconsin Supreme Court Chief Justice Annette Ziegler delivers the annual State of the Judiciary Address in Lake Geneva today. It's part of the annual Wisconsin Judicial Conference. The veteran conservative justice has clashed with the new liberal majority on the court over several issues. That includes appointing acting state courts director Audrey Skorowski, who's also addressing the conference. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW 97.9, the talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. It was no trick. Sheboygan trick-or-treaters were forced to postpone their sugar buzz until today. The town postponed trick-or-treating yesterday because of the bad weather. The city of Sheboygan says it is prioritizing safety and overall trick-or-treater well-being. Trick-or-treating will commence today from 4 to 7. A Door County shipwreck has been named to the National Register of Historic Places. The Green Bay Press-Gazette reports that the Wisconsin Historical Society announced this week that the Boaz was added to the National Register on October 10th. The 114-foot Boaz was a schooner that transported lumber. It was built in Sheboygan in 1869 and sank November 9, 1900 in the North Bay on the Lake Michigan side of the peninsula. This is the second Door County shipwreck this year to be named to the National Register and the 28th overall. And that's what you need to know. I'm Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org, brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Craig Council is now a free agent. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After 9 years as the Brewers' manager, Craig Council is now a free agent. His contract with the crew expired yesterday. Reports say he has met with the Cleveland Guardians and now the New York Mets. Council earned $3.5 million in Milwaukee last season and is looking to significantly raise the bar on pay for Major League Baseball managers. The Rangers won 11-7 over the Diamondbacks last night in Game 4 of the World Series. Texas jumped out to a 10-0 lead, but the D-backs came back. The Texas Rangers now up 3-1 with Game 5 tonight at 7 o'clock in Phoenix. NFL, the Packers with a surprise move, trading defensive back Rasul Douglas to the Bills in exchange for a third-round pick in the draft. College football, the Badgers play against Indiana Saturday. Luke Fickle for an update on quarterback Tanner Mordecai's fractured hand.
I got no updates for you. You know, it comes down to a lot to what Tanner can do.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 38. Southwest winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again. Tonight, lows around 27. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs around 43. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 28.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Okay.
Good morning, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry, Calvin on the board, Greg Bach with me in studio, and joining us on the live stream from home, Kristen Bry. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I am good, but I did not sleep great, so we will see how quickly my brain works this morning.
All right. Was it just a rough night with the baby, or...?
It wasn't even that she was rough. I just couldn't, like, she woke up at one point and, like, I just couldn't, I never fell back asleep. So sometimes you just can't turn your brain off.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure. How is she doing?
She's good. She's downstairs right now with my sister-in-law, her Aunt Megan. And so we'll see if we hear her cry. But I've armed her with a bottle.
Okay.
So we'll see if that can subdue her if possible. Otherwise, we may get a crying baby in the background.
That's, hey, there's, we were always looking for new background music. That's absolutely fine. Not a problem.
Jane will take Frankie any way she can get her.
I absolutely will. So I'm gonna come and force myself on you this weekend.
That's good, because Mike's going to the Packer game.
Oh, yes.
So I will be, and he's going up on Saturday. They're going to spend the night up at the casino, you know, boys trip, and then they're going to the game on Sunday. So I will be here trying to find things. Because this week we got a built-in into our living room,
okay,
which looks great. But do you guys ever know the experience of when you try to clean up because there's a new, like, we're trying to get reorganized. Like, new things are going here and things just end up in boxes of, like, my AirPods or my nursing bra or the things that you need on a daily basis that then get put in a box somewhere as your attempt to clean up. And then you go to find it and you have no idea where it is.
And
you spend like 15 minutes trying to find the thing that you need. That's kind of like the mode that I'm in right now. So I think this weekend will be a decluttering of sorts as much as Frankie will let me.
Well, I will be there so I could keep her entertained while you try and find your nursing bra.
I'll take care of the baby. You work.
You go do
the things that you need to get done. I'll just watch the baby.
I'll just hold her and stare at her and all that fun stuff. That sounds good. All right, we're gonna do the good, the bad, and you have got to be kidding me. While you are here with us, Kristen Bry, and this jumped out at me. And I kind of feel badly because I can't believe I agree with this person on anything. But Missouri Senator Josh Hawley wants to get money out of politics.
You know who else has said things along those lines is Matt Gaetz.
Yes.
He's had some fiery floor speeches talking about the corruption and money in politics. That, again, it's like, wait, what? We agree.
I know.
You poofy, paired, pompous.
Big forehead.
I was going to say, the only thing he and I have in common are our forehead lengths. They go far back.
Yeah.
So, but tell me more. I did not hear this about Josh Hawley.
Yeah, this is from CNN. Senate Leader McConnell bluntly warned Republican senators in a private meeting yesterday not to sign on to a bill from Josh Hawley that is aimed at limiting corporate money bankrolling high-powered outside groups. McConnell told them that many of them only have their seats because of the super PAC he has long controlled. So you know that means that they're going to crumble. Yeah. Hawley will crumble.
And this is not I'm not making fun of what happened to Senator McConnell a couple months ago, but he isn't the most fiery person. So it's that thing of, like, he's coming at you with that grandpa voice, but it's real threatening. You're all right, we're sorry, we will do nothing, you will end us.
Oh, absolutely. In an interview, Josh Hawley defended the bill. He said corporate influence should be limited in elections. I think it's wrong as an original matter. I think it's warping our politics, and I see no reason for conservatives to defend it. My brain can't take this.
Is there more support besides him? Like, this is actually something that we should be applauding, right? As far as no matter who it comes from.
So, according to a list of senators obtained by CNN, McConnell singled out a number of lawmakers: Mike Brown of Indiana, Kevin Cramer of North Dakota, Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, Dan Sullivan of Alaska, Joni Ernst, Iowa, Roger Marshall, Kansas, Susan Collins of Maine, Tom Tillis of North Carolina, Lindsey Graham, Eric Schmidt of Missouri, Ted Budd of North Carolina, J.D. Vance of Ohio,
What?
And our very own Ron Johnson.
They all support this?
These are all people
this?
Who support this bill?
No, these. Well, apparently, yeah, because McConnell singled out a number of lawmakers who have benefited from his super PAC over the last three cycles, just to kind of say, you owe me, kids. We helped get you where you are.
This story wins the award for best faces that's made us all make. Like, everyone, all three of us have been like,
what?
Like, just pure, like, shock and horror.
In 2018, Josh Hawley got more than $20 million from McConnell's PAC.
Wow. I mean,
I am just stunned and amazed that
they had the guts to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But again, this, we'll see what happens now. Now that Grandpa, now that Grandpa Mitch has laid down the law.
Yeah.
I can't see that this is going to go anywhere. It would be wonderful if it would. We talk about this all the time on how money and politics has just corrupted the entire process. And it doesn't work for any of our benefits as constituents.
No,
it only works for the lobbyists and the corporations that are benefiting from it. I think I heard you guys yesterday talking about taxes and like the tax lobby, as far as like, it's in their best interest that you continue to have to pay to get your taxes done. Instead of like every other country where they just send you a bill and they're like, this is how much you owe.
Yeah.
But instead it's like, no, we kind of have an idea of how much you owe, but we're going to make you. Oh God. Oh, this is my brain, my mom brain. If you screw up, you are on the hook for it. It's your problem, instead of us being the government knowing how much you owe.
Well, and as we were talking about yesterday, it is the IRS wanted to build a place on their website for people to file their taxes. So you don't have to hire someone. You don't have to hire an outside accountant. You don't have to, don't have to go to H&R Block. You don't have to do all that stuff. And which seems to me like it would be a good thing, unless you happen to work in that industry.
It's where it's another John Oliver reference I make. You think like, this makes so much sense. And as soon as they lay down all of the details, you're like, of course they're spending tens of millions of dollars lobbying every year to make sure that it's never easier for us, never cheaper for us. I mean, I was saying about this. I mean, it just seems like every year our bill to H&R Block goes up dramatically.
Yes.
Like not $50. Like all of a sudden, like that'll be $400. I'm like, but why? They're like, because you have the safety, because you get the service. And of course, you know, do you want this thing that if we find differences or problems, we'll be protected and you won't? Of course we do. And then it's expensive. It's like, I just want to find a guy or a woman, somebody who's like 70, I'll just give them all this stuff. Here's some money. Here's a bottle of something. Do my taxes. Thank you.
Let me know if you find that
person. I think those people exist, Greg.
They do. We tried it once. It failed horribly.
Oh.
We didn't get a problem with taxes. Like, we were fine with the taxes. It was just, we were living in Racine the time. He lived in Milwaukee. We had to go back and forth, and it just became, at the end of the day. And then he ended up having to use the software that cost us money anyway.
Oh,
so,
boy.
So it just ended up being a big waste of time. I want a guy. I just want a guy.
Just a guy. I just need a guy. All right. Good, the bad, and the you've got to be kidding me with Kristen Bry joining us from home. Moving on to the bad, and we've talked about this before, Greg, that sometimes there is so much news that we can't even address everything and things get lost.
Yeah.
So we've had a couple more mass shootings in this country.
Yeah.
Tragically. One was in Maine, in Lewiston, killed, 18 people, left 13 more injured. Months before this happened, people were voicing their concerns about his mental health.
Mm-hmm.
This happened also in Louisville, Kentucky, about a year before Connor Sturgeon gunned down his co-workers at a bank in April. Some people close to him knew he was having problems. And yet they were both able to buy guns. And when we have these mass shootings, at least some of our lawmakers always seem to say, well, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Mm-hmm. And yet we don't fund anything to increase or improve our mental health services. And then it's this cycle that just never ever seems to end.
Yeah. Yep. And the whole, they were told, they were made aware there was a problem, like going to check up on people, doing wellness checks, things of that, welfare checks, wellness checks. It's just piled onto the frustration that's become this problem in our country. And I don't like, you know, I don't know. I wish I had something profound to say. I do not.
Well, and it's just in this one instance, in this shooting that happened in Maine, he was in the Army Reserves, and there was follow-up between local police and the Army Reserves over his apparent paranoia,
yeah,
his vocal threats to shoot people. He was acting aggressively in recent months. He was never taken into protective custody or judgmentally incompetent. No one ever took his weapons away. And again, I just think this is indicative. We have to take some actual concrete steps.
It's just some common
sense.
Well,
at least even just with the mental, like, put your money where your mouth is. If you think it's mental health and that's what you're saying it is, fund it. If we didn't do it in this state. The year of mental health, that didn't happen because that's just not what the priority was in the final budget, right? Even though, I mean, obviously the year of mental health was coined by Governor Evers, but regardless of the talking points that the Republicans in our state have when it comes to gun rights, you know, put an armed police officer in every school.
Arm the teachers.
Arm the teachers, like, make the security doors stronger.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still mental health. It's not the guns.
Right.
But we're not going to actually fund mental health.
Yeah, exactly. We have Bill from Oconomowoc on the line. Good morning, Bill. Thank you for joining us. What do you want to say?
As a person who owns a lot of guns and uses them competitively and for the outdoors and never on people, it's simple math. More guns, more deaths. That was spoken to me my father before he passed away, and Scott Walker was pushing concealed carry, and he said, "Bill, after I'm gone, the country is going to turn into Dodge City." Well, we're living in Dodge City as we speak, and these people who can't comprehend if you have more guns, you'll have more killings are the problem. It's not even the gun. It's their intelligence or lack of. To understand that the more, it's kind of like, can you imagine if you managed alcoholism like that? Can you imagine if you managed a drug program like that? By saying, well, the way to cure this is more drugs or more alcohol. No, it's not. Same way to cure with guns. We have to have a license to drive a car, and we should. If you want to carry a gun, I'm all for it. But get 40 hours a year of training, carry insurance, and renew your license every year. And you're welcome to exercise your Second Amendment right. But it doesn't say in the Second Amendment all people shall have guns.
Thank you so much, Bill. And again, you are a gun owner. And I think a lot of gun owners like you agree with that. It is the extremists who are like the guy from Oklahoma that Jon Stewart interviewed about when will more guns make us safer, because it hasn't happened yet. I just think a lot more people agree with Bill than agree with these free-for-alls, and everybody should have a gun anytime for any reason. All right, we're up against the break. We will be right back. Stay with us. Kristen Bry is here. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin. Stick around. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You can do it all by yourself, baby girl. What's
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Calvin on the board. Greg Bach in studio. Mama is with us. Kristen Bry joining us on the stream. You can always watch us on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter if you want to check in and see how things are doing. No Frankie Lou today. She is being coddled by her auntie.
Her auntie's up from, went to Shania Twain last night. She lives in Chicago or outside of Chicago. And so her and some of her friends went to Shania Twain. And so she stayed at her house last night. So now she's getting her snuggles in with Francis Louise.
That's fabulous. We were doing the good, the bad, and you have got to be kidding me. And we move on now to the you've got to be kidding me, especially for this time of year. Halloween was yesterday. It seems kind of perfect. This is from NBC News. Airbnb and the owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of 7 women who stayed there. This happened in July for their 50th high school reunion. So this is an old, old home. It looks kind of spooky. It's got a turret room and all that stuff. And apparently everything was great for the first 3 days. But then on the evening of July 26th, 2 of the senior women staying in the turret room were shocked awake by screeching noises and dark shapes moving along the walls. They ran into the hallway, slammed the door shut, tried to seal it up with blankets. Right after that, another bat came screeching down the hallway. More bats followed. The women ran to the stairs, found it consumed with bats. More and more bats began entering the living quarters. They were coming down the old walls, entering through the gaps in the baseboards. The night was littered with screams that could be heard from one room to the next to the next.
We should have spooky music playing right now, and you should be like a Vincent Price type, like...
This is, we just finished watching the Fall of the House of Usher on Netflix.
It's so good.
It's so good. It's all based on like Edgar Allan Poe spookiness. And like, without giving too much away, this feels like one of the death scenes in that movie, that like death by 1,000 bats.
Oh yeah.
And sounds like a terrifying cinematic experience of just being consumed by flying rodents. Oh my God, I have like the goosebumps.
It gets worse. The bats got entangled in some of the women's hair. Some of them were hit by the bats. Others were bitten by the bats.
Please get on the live stream right now and watch this happening, people.
It didn't end until dawn when the bats retreated to the attic.
Tell the best part, though.
Oh, God. It's just... So they found a large colony of Michigan brown bats living in the attic. The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano caking the floor, as well as bat urine running down the basement walls. The exterminator estimated the colony had been there for years.
I think I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. Oh, my God.
So, yes, they're getting sued, Airbnb and the owner of this property, after this happened.
Rightfully so.
I mean, I would agree with you.
Rightfully so, but Airbnb does a really good job of insulating themselves from those types of things because, like, it's not our problem. Sue the homeowner. Yeah. Like, oh, it's if it happened to me, I'd have died. Heart attack, dead. But this is one of the funniest, especially the way you read it. It's so wonderful.
Well, it's just the...
Yeah, absolutely.
It's one of those...
And it's just these poor women, because it's their 50th high school reunion. Yeah. So these are women like in their 60s.
Well into their 60s.
Just don't even know what to do. Like, what do you do? Do you leave? Like, do you go get a hotel for the night? Like, what did they even do after that? Obviously, some of them had to go to the hospital and make sure they didn't have rabies.
They had to get rabies shots.
Oh my God.
If you get bit by a bat, you have to go through a rabies series. I'm almost positive. So, yeah. That's why
that's all over my body.
I said, you got to be kidding me. This, woo.
Mark my words. This will be a movie in a year to a year and a half.
And at least a scene in a movie.
Oh, yeah. For sure. And like you said, it would fit right in that Netflix series, The Fall of the House of Usher, which I watched on the recommendation of a listener.
Get the cast from 80 for Brady. Put them in here. Just Rita Moreno just taking it out of batch. Like, I got an Academy Award. That's what I got.
That's a great idea. There's our million-dollar really idea, you guys, right there. We'll write a movie for Jane Fonda, Rita Moreno, and Lily Tomlin fighting off bats.
Sally Field. Sally throw Field. Diane Keaton in there.
Oh, you got a hit.
Candace Bergen. You just put the whole crew in a
cameo
bat
by Dolly Parton.
Bat-alicious.
Bat-alicious.
Speaking of Bat-alicious, we only got a couple of minutes left. What did you do with Halloween costumes with the baby?
So we had two. We ended up not doing anything on Saturday. So we went out last night. We just went to dinner. And I'll get to that in a minute. So I decided a while ago that, like, would I be a postpartum mom or would I be the dude from The Big Lebowski? Because both are basically the same. So I was the dude from Big Lebowski. Mike was Walter, and he actually looked excellent.
That's great.
And then Frankie was a bowling ball. And awesome. Earlier in the day, she was Daddy's favorite, aka a bottle of ketchup.
Perfect.
So that was her earlier. Anyone who knows this show knows that my husband is a big fan. Big fan of ketchup. Huge fan of ketchup. So that was her earlier costume. Then we went as the Big Lebowski for the night, but we didn't really have anywhere to go because trick-or-treating had already happened in our neighborhood. So I was like, all right, let's just go out to dinner so like someone sees our costume. So we go to Maxie's, which is like soul food. We walk in, like no one's really in costume. And I don't think anyone realized we were in costume.
Oh no, that's the worst.
And I just felt the need. Like I don't often feel the need to be like, hey, by the way, justifying why we look like this. But I literally felt by the time we left, I told the hostess, I was like, just so you know, like we're in costume. Like I don't just dress like a slob and my husband doesn't just look like a ranger, like a park ranger all the time. Like we were the Big Lebowski. She's like, oh, that makes more sense. Like she definitely thought that we just rolled in there and this is how we dress.
That's beautiful. It just shows how good you were at portraying the characters, Ooh. Kristen. You really embodied them.
Sure, we'll go with that.
All right. Well, have a great week. We will see you next Wednesday at 10:33. Squeeze the baby, and we will see you soon. All right.
Bye, guys.
Take care,
Bye.
My friends. We have top of the hour news is coming up next. We will be back right after that. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Mino and the Mayor.
Amy Herrick has an event coming up called Smart Girls Rock. I keep seeing the term STEM. What does that stand for?
First of all, the acronym STEM actually came around, I think it was first in 2001. The concept has always been around, but actually calling it STEM is relatively new.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well,
2001 was just yesterday.
Why don't you just relax, Jim?
It feels like it.
How about we let Amy? How about more Amy, less you?
Okay. Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.